guys, welcome to Better Bachelor. This is Joker with a face for radio and a voice for print. Imagine you're a goat. Not a billy goat. Not that kind of goat. The greatest of all time. One of the greatest quarterbacks. One of the greatest sports figures in history. Tonight we're going to talk a little bit about Tom Brady. Now, Tom Brady has a $30 million per year salary. He's probably worth close to $180 million. He's 6'3". He's 42. He's healthy. He's active. And I dislike him immensely, mostly because I'm a Buffalo Bills fan, because I'm up from that neck of the woods. And I grew up a couple hours away from Buffalo. And for the last 10 years, he has made it just about impossible for my Buffalo Bills to win an AFC East title, let alone get into the playoffs. He's a great player. That's all there is to it. And imagine that you're this guy and you're still not good enough. Now, granted, his wife is a supermodel, but imagine you're not good enough for her. I got a fun story here I'm going to pop up for us. And first you'll see here I have Tom Brady's net worth. And it says Tom Brady's an American football quarterback and model. So he's a model as well, and he's a football player. So he's got the looks, 6'2". Muscular, millionaire, like all the things everybody, women want, right? Says he's a model and a quarterback, net worth of 180 mil. That is a separate net worth from his wife, supermodel Gisele Bündchen, who has 400 million fortune of her own. Combined, Tom and Gisele are worth nearly 600 million. Brady has played a record of 9 Super Bowls with the New England Patriots, winning 6 of them, as of this writing, the most of any player in NFL history. He has won a record 4 straight Super Bowl MVP awards, as well as 3 NFL MVP awards over the course of a decade. So 6-for-9 in Super Bowl wins. Just getting to the Super Bowl is an accomplishment. But to win one as the quarterback 6 times, I mean, he's the man, right? So let's look at this story. Tom Brady had to adapt when Gisele Bündchen wasn't satisfied with our marriage, he says. Okay, he's a model, she's a model. He's very rich, she's very rich. But he has to work. Being a star quarterback for an NFL team, you don't just kind of show up and play the game. He has to work, but he wasn't helping with the household chores enough, so he had to change. Shocking. Says Tom Brady cautioned listeners Wednesday not to judge a book by its cover, especially when he said that cover is wife Gisele Bündchen. When asked about his relationship with a Brazilian-born model, Tom told Howard Stern during his SiriusXM interview, his spouse of 11 years is different from what the public perceives. She's probably very different than how people would probably see her, what's been portrayed as a fashion model, Brady said, noting the 39-year-old stunner is very spiritual woman. Bündchen, who practices meditation, believes in trying to heal herself, according to Brady. And while the couple emulates the idea of a picture-perfect unit, which includes Brady's son Jack with ex-Bridget Moynihan, in addition to their 2 kids, daughter Vivian and son Benjamin, like most marriages, theirs too has evolved. Now, you look at the two of them. She is beautiful. He is handsome. They're both very well off. So why would she be upset with him for having to go play football? There was a couple years ago, she didn't feel I was doing my part for the family, Brady said. Apparently bringing home $30 million a year is not pulling your weight. She felt like I would play football all season and she would take care of the house. And then all of a sudden when the season would end, then that I'd be like, great, let me get into all my other business activities. Let me get into my football training. And she's sitting there going, well, when are you going to do things for the house? When are you going to take the kids to school and do that? Now, I'm pretty sure, this is just a guess, I'm pretty sure with $600 million and probably a big house, I would imagine there are nannies and house cleaners involved. Just guessing. Maybe not. But the fact that she was unhappy because he didn't do things around the house and that he wasn't taking the kids to school. if you have a job, you know, so many times I hear in relationships, when I'm reading these stories about relationships, women say, I want an attractive, handsome, athletic man that makes good money. And then they're unhappy. Why? Well, he goes to the gym every day for an hour or two. You got to do that to have the nice body. Or he works from sunup to sundown, and when he comes home, he oftentimes will be on his computer working. Sometimes you have to do that for those good salaries. So it's not, you can't have the picture perfect world. You have to give up somewhere. And this is where, you know, as a guy, you have to balance your physique and your health versus there are other things I want to do. You have to measure or balance how much money you're going to bring in versus how much of your life you want to spend bringing in that money. You know, there's no guarantees that you won't keel over from a stroke or something at 45 because you've had a very stressful job. So, you know, I guess I understand in a fact that maybe you need to make some life changes, but why is it his fault? Why does she take no responsibility? Why is it that he, because he has to take care of his career, he's the bad guy? I mean, don't you kind of already have it all? Brady said he had to check himself and make a big transition 2 years ago to get things back on track. See, that's him having to do that. That includes skipping on OTA practices. I'm not sure OTA means. With the Patriots that peppered the latter parts of the offseason. So he didn't spend time with his team or his job. He's lucky enough he could do that. She wasn't satisfied with our marriage, so I needed to make a change in that. Again, so, you know, even if you're that 6 foot tall athletic model that's a millionaire, you still have to change. You're still going to be put on the hook. And if things aren't right around the household, it's on you. Now, they don't go in to say, of course, they didn't interview her, so we didn't hear really all the things that he did wrong. And maybe there's something to the other side of that. But the point is that if you sit there, look, I'm 5'7". I don't have any hair. You know, I'm getting a little older. I'm not quite in the shape I used to be, right? But if you said, you know, I just wish I was 6 foot tall and a model and millionaire and I had all these things going for me, then my life would be easy. It'd be easy street. And I could have, nope, still, you still get married. You're still going to have problems no matter what you wish for. It just never goes smoothly. And this is one of the reasons why I say keep things short and simple. Because when you get into it, she's going to get used to you being a model and an athletic and a millionaire, and it's not going to be good enough. You're still going to have to change the way you do things to the way she wants you to do it for her to be happy. Now, interestingly enough, if they did get divorced, at least he wouldn't have to make a payout to her. She'd probably have to pay him out. He said Brady also revealed Bunchen wrote him a heartfelt letter that he still has, a reminder for him that life is ever evolving. What worked for us 10 years ago won't work for us forever. We're growing in different ways. Brady is embarking on one of the biggest transitions of his life, moving onto the Tampa Bay Buccaneers after 20 seasons with the New England Patriots. So, you know, I don't want to be overly critical on Giselle. That's not my point because I don't have her side of the story. But I wanted to kind of put a focus on the fact that you can be what 99.99999% of women would say is a perfect guy. You have everything. Yet, once you get married, once things settle in, once you get going, that's not good enough. She's still going to want, in most cases, to change you to align with what she wants you to do. And if it's not working out, you know, she makes $600 million. She could have said, hey, I'm going to get a nanny to help around the house with the kids, or I'm going to get a chauffeur. I mean, when you've got that kind of money, what's $50,000 a year for a private chauffeur in a bulletproof limousine to take your kids to school? I mean, it's a little over the top, but, and you can get a nanny, and you could get a housemaid, and you could get someone to work around the house. Why didn't that happen? Nope, just all fingers point towards Tom. So, guys, every time you think, you know, I wish things were different for me, and I wish I won the genetic lottery, and I was better looking, and I had all these other things. Yeah, you could be dating a supermodel. You could be a model yourself. Doesn't mean you're going to be happy, and it doesn't mean you get to live your life the way you want to. You can make fun of me for a lot of things, saying, hey, you're going to be living out of a bus, and right now, since I'm not working, my technical job is a YouTuber. right? And it just is what it is. But I'm happy because I get to do whatever I want, however I want, in any way, shape, or form that I want. And I don't have to give up what I want to do for somebody else. And even poor Tom has to do that. Guys, if you'd like to support my work, like, comment, and share, and go check out my older videos. That is by far the best way to support my work. I'm going to leave a link to Facebook. There is a group of doctors in New Jersey making reusable medical gear and what they call PPE, personal protective equipment, that is reusable for them. And it's about $5 a mask. So go there, check it out. And anything you send along to me, I'm going to be sending to them for this month until they hit their goal so that they can keep the front lines strong in the battle of the bug. Guys, I will leave it there. This is Better Bachelor. I'm Joker. Remember, even if you win the lottery and you've got it all, still doesn't mean that you're going to be able to do what you want to do if you get married. You always have to answer to her. Thank you.